Welcome to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, a weekly podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and the other host is my lovely wife of almost 10 years, Angela Keita Moore Tanksley.
In this podcast, we tackle every single topic out there: pop culture, politics, life, love, relationships, parenting. We even take the suggestions from our listeners.
So tune in every Wednesday on SoundCloud, iTunes, or YouTube.
Listen in to our hilarious conversations to find out, is this going to cause an argument? Let's see. What's up, family? How y'all been?
What's going on?
Sorry we missed y'all last week. We had some issues going on with our family, so it just didn't end up working out. We were going to be a day late regardless, but then the day late that we were going to be ended up getting jacked up because of issues. I'm gonna just give y'all a little recap of what's been going on with me. Audition season has been going on like crazy. I've been having multiple auditions in the week, and that has really taken up a lot of my time, having to memorize lines and sometimes put myself on tape. And then I just got back from Chicago from speaking at MommyCon. So shout out to those of you all who came. And I was supposed to do a meetup, but I didn't hear back from none of y'all that said, let's do a meetup in Chicago. See, this is why I don't do meetups.
I meant to ask you about that. How'd the meetup go?
It didn't go. Didn't know. Rose, Fitness with Rose. Yeah, I'm going to call you out. You were one of the first ones to be like,
yeah,
let's
I saw that.
Up.
I remember that. Come on, Rose.
See, I sat in that little lobby and just went ahead and did a... A FaceTime Live. That's what I did at that moment. So I just got back, and we got parents in town. The twins are getting ready to turn two. Oh, my goodness.
You got the camera setting so high.
Because I didn't pull the things down, but it's fine. It'll look normal on the screen.
Yeah.
But
Her mom's in town. My parents will be in town tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're going to have a house full. I didn't even know his parents were coming into town until right before I left, when I'd asked him earlier in the week if they were coming. And he was like, I don't know. But apparently he did. He just didn't care to try to remember.
Yeah, didn't remember.
So tell him what's been happening. Catch him up on your life, sir, because you're the one with all the changes happening.
Ain't no changes happening. You just got injured.
Yeah, that's a change. It changed how you walk.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
Out of track practice. Strain. Feel like we already talked about this. Strain pulled toward, I don't know. Don't nobody know what I did. They just keep telling me the same thing. Take this and let me know if it doesn't get better or gets worse. So every day progressively I'm getting better and better. Mm-hmm. Still walking with a limp, but still it's 1,000 times better than what it was.
Oh, absolutely. Like he's
like
still
people
has
see
space.
Me, it's like, oh, what happened? Like, yeah, you didn't see me last week.
Mm-mm.
Could not walk. Like, it's not even an exaggeration.
His pace now, I told him he walks like a older man who used to play football. Before he was walking like me after I had the twins. So yeah, it's improved a lot.
But yeah, so that just put a halt on everything. And then what was it? The last one we did. No, we were supposed to do two the last time, but it was a holiday on that Monday, and I know I had to still get up and go to work. And she was like, oh, yeah, we can do another one. I was like, nah.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling it. I don't even think that was the holiday one. It's just...
It was. Okay. Marcus didn't have school, so you didn't have to get up.
Okay. it seems like it wasn't that long ago, but yeah. We only got that one done, and then, like I said, we weren't able to get it in because he injured himself.
Yeah, and so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, babe.
I imagine a lot of y'all that watch this are also watch the Tank Talks. For one, I've been meaning to do a Tank Talks. I wanted to do, because I got a lot of requests of what to look for when buying a home or something like that. I was going to do that. But here in California, it was raining for like 2.5-3 weeks straight. And I want to do something like it, demonstrating outside, and I was unable to do that. So that's been the hold up with that. And the other one, I think the next one I was going to do is like people wanted me to do like a gun review. I was going to do that. So I need to find somebody with the type of gun that I don't have, which ain't very few, but very many. But mm-hmm. So I could do this. So show y'all the two different basic types of handguns. But anyway, those were the hold up, mainly the rain. And then the only other weekend that I had free and open to do one, it was just busy. I don't remember what was going on. That Saturday afternoon, it was like, oh, yeah, Tank Talks. And on top of that, this whole track season. Yeah, this whole track season. I despise it so much. That like eats up my Saturday until like May or something like that.
Well, no, not yet. It hasn't started. We only practice for an hour.
Yeah, but like you just started, injured, busy. You was out. You had the camera and everything, so you was traveling. And when track season meets do start, Saturday, tank tops probably will not happen at all because literally that's my Saturday.
Yeah,
that's my Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
If you do tank tops the traditional way that you've been doing them, yeah, you're not going to be able to do them.
I ain't going to be able to do them no way.
If you do them in your car while you're driving, you could do them.
People want to see examples.
People also like to hear all right, talk. It's
tank talks.
I just said if you do them in a non-traditional way. I didn't say you all had right. to.
I feel you. Angel's are quick to volunteer. I'm a little annoyed at her with this whole track season thing. She's quick. Oh, yeah, Marcus would do it. But she don't have to dedicate the time that I do.
No, or you
focus
quit.
As hard on it you as I do. And I still might.
Quit. You could have quit. I gladly, when you couldn't go this Monday, I gladly went out there and helped coach. The reason why I felt like you would be a better coach is because you actually did track events when you were in
Yeah, surprise. It's a lot of parents sitting up in the stands that would be a better coach. They just ain't going to do it because they ain't got time, like some of us that are down there coaching.
They do have time. That's why they down there all the time. They're the same amount of time you are. They just don't volunteer to coach because they don't know what they're doing. A lot of them don't. And that's okay.
True.
That's okay.
A lot of the coaches that are coaching don't know what they're doing. That's how I ended up coaching.
So, yeah, he likes to complain about that. Taking up his time, but track season just started, so Saturdays are still a little bit open because we only rehearse or we only practice for an hour.
Yeah.
Anyways, through his injury,
for y'all that don't know, a track meet, like you, if your kid plays basketball, football, whatever, and they're young, you're gonna be there two, three hours at the absolute most. A track meet will start at 8 and sometimes won't end until 6 p.m. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, if it's a bigger meet, it can go that long. I mean, most of our meets don't go that long.
Most meets are still, by the time we get there, I get there at 7, 8, 9, or whatever.
It's like 8 to 2.
2, 3. And that's not just like sitting down coaching, like you ripping and running all the way across a football field numerous times, up and down the track numerous times. It's blazing hot. It's nothing. Unless you're just having a lot of fun doing it, that's the only way it's worth it. And this year, I'm just not up for it. I'm not feeling it at all.
Then quit.
I might. But anyway, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, and during this injury, I have been having to be Nurse Betty for this man.
She did do a good job of chauffeuring me around. We were looking for doctors and everything. But she does more for me now than she did when I was more hurt, trying to put my shoes on. Trying to help me in the car. I'm like, you wasn't doing this when I couldn't move at all.
Because you were in such a pissy mood that I could not do anything for you without you.
Now you're going to put me in a pissy mood by trying to help me and I can actually help. Have to laugh past my anger.
Whatever. Why are you always so angry? This is.
I don't know. I think it's part of it. Part of my blood pressure problem.
Okay, come on, Jesus. Heal him, Father. That's the other thing that's going. Let me tell you. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about health because my husband, and with this injury, and then going to the doctors and finding out his blood pressure is high, that got him worked up.
Has been high.
Yeah, has.
For one, because I was in the emergency room in a lot of pain at these doctor's visits. Two of the doctor visits I went on, one or two said my blood pressure was high. The other one said it was normal.
This recent one today
said it was high. I think it actually went up the second time they checked, because I was like, why y'all checking my blood? They call it white coat something, I think I may have, which is a lot of people's blood pressure will go up when they go to check their blood pressure because they're nervous about it being high, which is stupid, but it's a true thing. I don't know.
Yeah, so let me tell you something about my husband. If you all don't know this, you probably could assume it, but if you don't know this, he is not a type of dude that compartmentalizes his emotions or feelings. So if he's gotten irritated by something, it's not that he just is irritated by that thing. He becomes irritated by everything.
It's a domino effect.
And it's
It's a lot to be irritated about.
It sucks. No, but there's a lot of things to not be irritated about, but somehow you over there.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's
I'm telling you.
I ain't gonna go into detail because it's like this thing, that thing. I'm looking at something right now. Dude, as much as I go through to keep the kids off of this couch that we are still paying for, and Angel gets up and drops a glass of red wine on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't that send me? I'm like, really?
But this is also the woman who sat in the car for hours upon hours as you went to doctor's appointments and chauffeured you around and made your doctor's appointments.
That was by choice. I was on my way to do that.
No, you had already.
Why are you going to bring up, like, oh, this is the one? This is, I could say this is the man that sat in the hospital with you while you had the babies. Like, that's a given.
While I had your babies, yes, they were your kids.
Okay.
Because some people, if I were injured, if you had to work, you would not be able to take me. I would have to find somebody else to do it.
But if it was that imperative that I had to be there, if I needed to be there, I would. I've come home from work. When you were not feeling good, having chest pains.
You did come
home. And I will come home anytime you are sick if you need me.
But the thing is, the difference is, I'm not going to let something that you do or something that does not have to do what you do irritate me to the point that I treat you like I'm irritated with you as well.
With that red wine, I was very irritated with you. This was today. This wasn't when I was in the emergency room.
I know. I'm talking about today. I am. And then when I asked you right before we got ready to do this, I said, what's wrong? You were like,
I said, it's a lot of stuff working me up.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. And I just like took a deep breath and walked off.
Yeah.
Is that not fair?
I don't think you understand that. And I do appreciate you walking away. I'm not saying that that's a problem, but I don't think you understand that you treat me and the kids some type of way when you're irritated.
Two-year-olds and a seven-year-old that are running, screaming, yelling.
And your wife, who's 27.
Yeah, because, all right, let's get on that then. Because Angel will say, because I'll be like, I don't want to talk about it. And Angel will keep asking me, but what is it? And that then makes me even, I'm like, dude, I do not want to talk about it. Because that's what you instructed me to do. Just tell me you don't want to talk about it and telling me nothing's wrong. Because I used to be like, nothing, just so she would leave me alone.
And that wouldn't work.
Then she'd be like, all right, would you not do that no more? And then tell me.
Okay, so with this one, I said, what's wrong? You were like, I'm just bothered by stuff. I was like, what, the house? You were like, the house, this, talking about your blood pressure. And I said, oh. And I left it alone right then and there. Do you not recall?
Okay. You act like I continue.
No, this is what I'm saying. The reason why I even asked you is because you were already giving me the energy that you were irritated with me.
No, I had an irritated energy. I wasn't giving you that energy because you was nowhere near me.
That's what you're not understanding. I don't think that's the part that I don't even think you're aware of, is that you give the energy.
I'm giving off that energy. I'm not giving it to you. If you were to just stay doing what you was doing, everything would have been fine. We would have sat down here and had a conversation. Everything would have been fine. But you got to know everything.
I got to know everything.
Yeah.
If I can feel you being like, because the thing is, I had asked you about, this is the thing. I had asked you about stuff, not about what was irritating you. I had asked you about certain other things, and your answers to me were in irritation.
Okay, because all right, yeah, I tell you why.
Do you understand?
Because this is the type of thing, like, you know how we got to tell our seven-year-old to do something or ask him to do something 15, 20 times, like every single day. It becomes like, Marcus, close your door when you go to bed. Marcus, turn off the bathroom. I'm like, Marcus, do this. Marcus, do this. It's every single day. So, and this is one example. In the laundry room, we have a dryer.
But I told you what I was doing.
Okay.
That was that was load number 4 and 5.
Okay, I understand that. Every single time. I ain't going to say every time, but extremely frequently, Angel will do laundry and she'll clean out the dust trap and put the dust right there on top of the dryer.
The lint,
whatever. Right there on top of the dryer, I'm like, Angel, throw this away. So I'll take it throw it away in the kitchen, which the trash can is nowhere near the laundry room. You got to walk into the kitchen. On top of that, we have this diaper trash can, like for cloth diapers, sitting in the laundry room. No, our kids are not in cloth diapers. When people were over for my birthday party, people were throwing trash because it's just a trash can with a little bag, a cloth bag.
Because they currently aren't in cloth diapers because I need to get them new ones. The old ones, I can't get the fungus out.
They can't get the fungus out of the old ones, which we still have for some reason. We haven't got new ones. They've been in these disposable diapers for quite some time now. So I'm like, okay, let's take this little special bag out of this, and this will be the trash can for the lint that comes out the dryer. So I picked it all up, threw it in there, and that's when you told me. I had planned on taking it out. I was just going to let them all collect. I said, well, I think this is a better idea, making a trash can and having a trash can in here, because basically that's what their thing is.
But I'm not referring to that moment as you being irritated.
That was right after that.
I asked you about the mop.
That was not annoyed energy. You said, where's the mop? I said, it's outside. You was like, why? I said, it was putting off a horrible odor.
And then when I looked for it, I was looking, it's up against the wall.
No, you said, where is it? I said, it's up against the wall. That was not an attitude. I did not have an attitude when I said that. I think you thought I already was putting off, but I wasn't. I saw that you didn't see it. I was like, it's against the wall.
Okay.
I didn't have an attitude when I said that. The trash can thing, yeah, I had an attitude with that.
Why?
Because the lint is out. Dude, the lint is just always sitting right there on top of the dryer. I'm like, you can't just grab that on your way out?
But I'm telling you what my plan is. I'm telling you.
That was your plan. It was today. But what about since we've been in this house?
Those times I forgot. Today I did not. I promise you.
How am I supposed to know that?
But I told you that. I told you that. And I said I was purposely leaving them there because I've been doing loads of laundry all day today. Literally.
How many loads you done?
Today, I've done 3 or 4 loads of laundry.
Okay.
So the first 2 or 3, I had taken and threw the lint away. And then I said, well, I'm doing laundry all day. I'll just wait and get all of it.
But you act like it's like every 5 minutes. It takes to dry at least an hour to dry the clothes.
That's still fine. I'm saying just like the clothes are sitting there piled up in the corner, the clean clothes, they're eventually all going to be right here. But I said, I'm just going to let all of them pile up over there, and then I'll bring them all in here to fold.
Okay. Well, like I said, I saw 2 or 3 piles of different lint on the dryer.
It was 2 piles of lint.
2 or 3.
It was 2.
Okay, 2. Regardless, once again, so I grabbed them all, made a trash can. I solved a problem.
It wasn't a problem, though.
It is. Not for you. It is for me.
Right. It wasn't a problem.
It is a problem.
And that's the thing. That is the thing that we will probably always butt heads on, is that because he is so particular, it doesn't mean something is being, because it used to be I didn't clean out the lint traps. So when you said, Angel, this could cause a fire, then see, that's a problem. This could cause a fire. You need to clean out the lint traps.
Apparently the lint on the dryer can cause a fire because we over here arguing about this.
So I start cleaning out. I don't forget not nail load. I take the lint out.
Then well, why you got to do the next available step, though? Like, really?
So then he's like, Angel, can you throw it away? That is not causing a problem. The fact that I decided I'm going to set this right here and I'm going to get it once I finish doing the loads, it's just something that's... Let me tell you what this man did. This is a good example. So since we've lived here, I think I've taken out the garbage 3 times, right? Like, set up the dumpsters and everything. So the first time, I had put all the dumpsters on the left side of our house in front, and he said, our property line doesn't go over that far. You have to keep them within the bricks. So I said,
just being courteous to the neighbor.
And I said, okay, got it. So he fixed it that night. So the next time I take him out, I listen to what he said. And over by the bricks, you can fit at least 2 dumpsters beside each other. And then I put our 3rd dumpster on the right side of the house for the garbage people to pick up. Well, I come into the house. He goes back outside of the house. He comes in. I realize I need to throw something else away. When I go out, I see he's rearranged what I've done. Now, I've already followed the rule he gave me.
You cannot fit 2 dumpsters over there.
Marcus, you can.
If you either block in halfway of his side or You blocking the driveway a little bit for me pulling in and out.
Let me tell you how we can, because I moved them again because I was so irritated. I was like,
okay, and you know what happens?
I followed his rule.
Okay, exactly. And you know what happens? I'm going to tell you, but this is why I have a reason for being as particular as I am with everything. What happens is when the dumpsters are that close, you know how you come home and the people's dumpsters are sitting out in the middle of the street or they knocked over? That's because when the radio arm comes down to grab the dumpsters, he has to squeeze between the dumpsters. That's why I spaced them out so far.
But that didn't happen with our dumpsters that day. You know how I know? You aren't the one who put the dumpsters back that night. I did.
They were still out.
I put them up. I'm the one who put them up.
Okay. You got lucky. Anyway, that's the reason I do that.
I got lucky. Why can't it be, okay, the way you did it worked. It's just not the way I prefer.
It worked that time. Good job.
It's not about work that time. But, it worked.
Okay. But like I said, you can count how many times you put out the dumpsters. I do it every week, and I've seen it happen all the time.
You've seen it happen, and what I'm saying is that I also, just because I don't put it out, it doesn't mean I don't see when garbage gets picked up. Like, I'm at home when garbage is getting picked up. I'm telling you, that will be probably the thing that will keep us butting heads, is that his particularness sometimes is just him being particular, and not that things have to be that way.
However, when she makes a request, I abide by it right away. In our old house.
We can do this house. I always say, can you put your plate in the sink? And that plate be sitting on the side of the sink.
Because a pile of dishes in the sink.
Put it in there.
To slide off onto the side where I'm just going to put it anyway?
Off to the side.
On the counter, because it's a pile above the sink.
You just put it.
So what do you do when you start washing the dishes?
What would you
mean? When it's piled that high?
If it depends on how I'm going to do the dishes. If I'm going to do it where I do like a bucket of a thing of water, then
you take them out.
I put them all in one sink and then put the water in that sink and then transfer them to that sink. If I'm doing them individually, like I have done before, the ones that need to be soaked are the ones that are sitting on the counter because I've put water in there.
So how am I going to know how you're going to wash the dishes?
You don't need to worry about that. Just put them in the thing.
Okay. So you've had to tell me that, what, twice?
Yeah. I've told you way more than
no, twice. No, you told me, all right, four times. And what do I do now? I put the dishes in the sink.
I don't know. We'll see how long that lasts.
I've been doing it for like a month now.
I just put your dish up.
No, you didn't.
I did just take your plate.
You took my plate from here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I never even took it to the kitchen.
That's what I just said. I'm the one who put your dish up.
But I don't be leaving plates sitting out.
I didn't say you did.
But that's how you just... No, when you said I put your dish up, you said you put my dish in the sink because I usually set it beside the sink.
Right. I'm saying today I put your dish up. Not that I got it off of the counter.
Okay.
You just
all added. Right. But like I said, I've been doing that. You remind me a few times and you seem a little irritated. I said, okay, so now I put them in the sink. I've been doing that for a while now.
Okay. You go ahead with your point. You said in the old house. Go ahead.
I already gave a point about the lint. For some reason, you don't want to take the lint out of the thing. But here's what I say when you make a request, I make it right away. At our old house, we had this couch. Or every day I would come in, I have a briefcase, I would set it on the couch. And you caught an attitude. Okay, you ain't got enough room on the couch for that. Stop doing that. Don't do that no more because there ain't no room on the couch. I said, okay. So I set a little table over by the door, put the briefcase on the little table every day when I came home. Now when I come home, her purse and coat and everything spread across the couch. I'm just like, ain't that a little hypocritical? But it was okay because it was her stuff. I don't remember what I was saying.
You calling me hypocritical?
I said that was hypocritical. I didn't say you was a hypocrite. I said that you're being a little hypocritical right now.
Yeah. I'm being hypocritical. That means the same thing as being a hypocrite.
No.
Okay.
It's like if you act in a certain way or you are something.
If you say somebody's acting like a hoe, I would feel like you were calling them a hoe.
All right. Whatever.
You can say how you felt it, and I'm telling you how I take it. But
okay. I heard hypocrite.
I heard you being hypocritical.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You heard me calling you a hypocrite. That's what I was doing. I was saying you're being hypocritical. Anyway, so as she has noticed, even a lot of things that I'm particular about, I have a reason for it. It ain't just me being
But you won't admit that sometimes you're just particular.
I'm particular for reasons. I don't just like do this or that.
I'm not. It's some of your reasons are preferences.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Is that sometimes it's just
the trash can thing wasn't a preference. It's a fact. I see it happen all the time. So that's why I moved it back.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want the dumpster sitting out in the middle of the street or turned over.
Yeah. In your experience, that's what happens. But you did see, you don't recall. But when at the end of the day, when it was time to put up the dumpsters, there were none of the dumpsters sitting out in the middle of the street. Nothing was overturned. Everything got emptied. So the way I did it worked just fine.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad it did.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, is that you sometimes, and maybe not, we won't say that's one of the examples, but you do have preferences that don't make or break.
I'm extremely particular. That's me. I'm a very, very particular person. And a lot of times that's why I end up very, very irritated, because Angel is...
I'm not particular. And the thing is that he doesn't realize I get irritated when someone goes behind me and changes what I did when there is nothing wrong with keeping it the way that I did. Like, I don't even have the time to think the way he does about the stuff that I do. I don't have the time to think about his stuff in that way. To just go behind you and switch something you've done. Like when you make the bed, even though you don't make the bed and put the pillows the way I want the pillows, I don't go behind you and change the
pillows. I hate them damn pillows. I wish you would. I mean, you could change all you want. This, Ollie, we got, what are they like? We got literally, I'm not even exaggerating. It's like we only use 2 pillows a piece, and total we have, I think, 14 pillows on the bed.
No.
12. Don't say no. We can go count them and come back.
I can tell you how many.
How many are there?
We have 3 big pillows.
Just say to give the total.
Hold on. We got 3 big pillows. And then, so you said how many do we have total?
11, 12.
Okay. Out of the set that we're supposed to be using, we have 9. But then from that old set, because we haven't thrown them away, that's another 3.
Okay. As well. In my opinion, if you're not putting your head on the pillow, it don't need to be on the bed. So I have this ritual where I just kick them all to the corner every night because I hate having to take those pillows off the bed. However, I would not care if you went behind me because I know I just throw them on the bed just to get them off the out of the corner of the room.
But I know that it's just my preference. It's not something that's going to make or break.
And if you have that preference, that's perfectly fine.
But it's not something that's going to make or break anything. And when somebody has put effort into doing something, I'm not just going to go behind them.
Okay.
I think, to be honest, to me, it's so rude, but you don't see it that way.
I wasn't being rude when I went and moved the dumpster. It was like I was going to bed, and before I laid down, no, I went out there to do something. Oh, to throw something away. I don't know what I went out there for. And I saw, they're right beside each other. I don't want to have to deal with one of us having to pick up the dumpster or they move into the middle of the street. So let me go swap it around. It wasn't like, oh, that ain't the way I like it.
Let me tell you, because you barely remember, when you went out there, you were like, you gave me this look like, what the hell?
Because I knew you, that's what you would be thinking. Because you don't like for somebody to go back behind you and do something. But even if it's a reason,
but then
it's like,
you did it, though. That's the same.
That's the same as me grabbing your keys and locking your car at night, being that you never lock your dang car.
No,
it's like, oh, that's just
things.
Being particular.
No, it's not.
How is that two different things?
One is about actual personal safety and theft. The other one is about a garbage can that might end up in the middle of the street. Those are two different things.
All right.
They are.
Okay, that's the other thing is I pay a little more attention to detail on certain definitely stuff around the house than Angel. I pay close attention to detail. Angel, don't care at all. That's why he got into
it's
a
not
habit.
I don't care at all.
Angel doesn't pay attention to detail. This is a man's duty to take the dumpsters out. I always took the dumpsters out because we did tandem parking, and I know for a fact that we would not have paint on the side of either one of our vehicles if Angel took out the dumpsters.
Not that I don't care. It's just difficult for me to get those dumpsters past the car.
Angel would
the house
drag
lead.
Those things right across both of our paint jobs and be like, oh, I did it again. Me, I was always extremely careful. I always made sure to keep the dumpsters away. And that's why I got into the habit of always taking the dumpsters out. Even the time she'd be like, I'll take it. No, I'll get it. Or I'll put the dumpsters up. No, I got it.
Well, he can pay attention to all that detail, and he's the one with the high blood pressure right now.
Yeah. You're the reason. Thank you.
I'm the reason. No, I'm
appreciate
not.
That.
You would have had that without me. If you let some of this stuff go that does not, that's not life or goddamn going death, then you probably would be living a lower blood pressure life.
I was living very low blood pressure life before moving in with you. It was extremely low.
Lies, you didn't looking go at this, to the doctor.
I did. Looking at this pile of clothes that's going to get folded tonight.
It got clean. They got clean. I tell you what.
They was clean last time. They stayed in the den for what? How long?
Listen. I'm raising children and not a house. That's what you will know.
All right.
That's what you will.
That's the deal that was cut. In the other house, I said I would do all the laundry and everything. And I stopped doing, even when I did do their Angel's laundry in particular, I wouldn't fold it no more. Because I'm like, even if I fold it, I washed, dried, and folded all the clothes. The only thing you got to do is put them up. And them clothes were set in a pile forever. And that's the thing. That would send me, I'm like, Angel, why aren't these clothes up? I ain't have time. Why these clothes up? I just didn't do it yet. All right, so I ain't doing your laundry no more. It is setting the dirty clothes out of everybody's way.
He didn't do mine or my child's. Because
it was all bulked together.
It was all bulked together because we put them in the dirty clothes. Our clothes were not in the same dirty clothes hamper.
All right.
Anyways, we didn't get really on to health, but this camera is about to go early. Chime in on
this. I'm going to go early. That's what's going to happen.
Chime in on this.
Resting peacefully in heaven or hell.
No, I'm not sure. Dealing with, we'll have oxygen
not dealing
tanks.
With clutter.
And he'll be like, I don't like how she turned her oxygen tank on. And then he'll
I ain't
going to
have no oxygen tank.
Because he doesn't realize that he's
and
switching
then
what
I'll
I did
get
is
healthy.
Life or death. Is that right? Never, because he'll still be worried about something. The way she died, it left a wrinkle in the bed that'll never come out.
Nurse, could you iron that wrinkle? There we go. That's better.
She be the left. She won't be able to take it. You and your attitude. Chime in below. Do you have a spouse that's too particular, has too many dang on preferences?
Or just doesn't give a crap about daily life and living situations?
Apparently she does.
Just let us know that.
Your twins are clean and washed.
Go in there and look at Kyle's face. I promise it ain't clean.
He just did that, but I bet you he smells good. All right, guys. We'll be back hopefully next Wednesday. Make sure you all
might be back together.
Shut up. Make sure you like this podcast on iTunes. Is this going to cause an argument? Yes.
Yeah.
If you got any suggestions for topics, leave it in the comments on my YouTube page using the hashtag ITGTCAA. You can also suggest on Twitter. All right, guys, we will talk to you later. It's late, and I got some clothes to fold.
Fold all of them. I don't want to see a single sock on this couch.
I'm about to pull something more than just your groin.
Get it. Look at this. Make sure you wash this wine out of this napkin that you got
all
on
right,
my couch.
Y'all. Y'all have a good night. Bye.